This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our discussion on the Noble Quran, today we are going to look at the second right of the Quran, and that is to reflect upon the Quran. The first right is to recite the Quran daily. The second right of the Quran is to make tadabbur, ta'ammul, or to reflect on the verses of the Noble Quran. As Allah says, one of the objectives of the Quran is كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That we have revealed this book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is blessed. And the reason why we have revealed this book to you is that we want you to reflect on the verses of the Noble Quran. So recitation of the Quran is different, and reflection on the verses of the Quran is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why is it that they do not ponder over the verses of the Noble Quran? Is it because that their hearts are sealed? So the objective of the Quran is to reflect, to contemplate, to ask oneself that what message is Allah conveying to me through this verse which I'm reciting at the moment. And the only way to reflect on the Noble Quran is to make time for it. Just as we make time for the recital of the Noble Quran, we are also supposed to be making time for the reflection of the Noble Quran. So every day, take one verse, and ask yourself, what is it that Allah is asking me to do? What is it that Allah is telling me through this verse? For example, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, don't you reflect on the makeup of your body and how you have been designed, how you have been molded, how you have been fashioned. That's what the verse says. So a person takes this verse and he sits and he reflects. Indeed, how Allah has designed my body, the fingerprints, the joints in my body, my faculties in the body, the ability to see, the ability to taste, the ability to hear, the ability to smell, the ability to grasp, the ability to walk, how the digestive system works. When I eat a morsel of food, how it goes into my system, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for the different functions of the body to come into play. Subhanallah. So a person is reflecting upon this. And naturally when he's reflecting, he says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah who has given me such a beautiful functioning body without any aches, without any ailments, without any difficulty. So this reflection can only happen when you pause and you take out time and you reflect upon what Allah is saying. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of various other aspects in the Quran. Each day, select a verse and reflect upon the deeper meaning of that verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ability to sit with the Quran every day. Just reflecting on the verses of the Noble Quran is also an act of ibadah. It's also an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرُنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. We have made the Quran easy for you so that you can take lessons from there. There is a narration in Bukhari that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He told him, اقرأ علي. He said, oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, read for me some Quran. So he found it strange. He said, قلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. O Nabi of Allah, do I read the Quran for you when the Quran has been descending upon you, O Nabi of Allah? Meaning you are the recipient of wahi. I don't see myself fit to read the Quran in front of you, O Nabi of Allah. And the Nabi of Allah said, Naam, yes, I want to listen to the Quran from you, O Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I would like to listen to the Quran from someone other than me also at times. So here also we learn that listening to the Quran is also an act of ibadah. But let's continue. فَقَرَأْتُ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I started to read the verses of Surah An-Nisa until I reached this ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. When I reached this verse, the Nabi of Allah said, حَسْبُكَ الْآن, حَسْبُكَ الْآن. That's enough, Abdullah. Oh, Abdullah, that's enough. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, فَالْتَفَتْتُ إِلَيْهِ. I turned my attention towards him and I was looking at him. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ. And suddenly I saw that his eyes were tearing and he was extremely numb, reflecting and pondering about the verse that was just recited. So this is a practical demonstration how the Nabi of Allah was reflecting on this particular verse that jolted him and that put him in a different state altogether. And he's telling Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, enough. I need to take this more deeply and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So from here we learn, brothers and sisters, that to sit and reflect on the Quran is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that through reflection, a person's iman changes. It increases. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The iman of a person increases by his reflection on the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's segment will end off with this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah is asking a question. Has the time not come for people to listen to the Quran, to reflect upon the Quran, and for their hearts to melt in front of the word of Allah? And your heart can only melt, your heart can only soften when you sit and you reflect. Because through reflection, there is change and transformation taking place internally. You're reflecting upon the verses of Jannah and naturally your hopes increase in Allah and you want to be in Jannah. You're reflecting on the verses of Jahannam and immediately you desist from evil haram actions and you're asking Allah for protection from evil and from Jahannam. You're reflecting on the verses of nature and amazingly you are marveling at the greatness of Allah through His nature. You're reflecting on the verses of the ocean. You're reflecting on the verses of astronomy. You're reflecting on the verses of human anatomy. You're reflecting on the verses of the plant life. You're reflecting on the verses of Allah on the ends. You're reflecting on various issues. And as you're reflecting, there is a change that is taking place inside of you. This is the transformational nature of tadabbur and reflection on the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our next segment, we'll look at the procedure of reflection, how to reflect insha'Allah. May Allah bless us all and give us the tawfiq. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.